Streaming 24/7, on-demand archives, podcasts, and more.
TalkZone.com.
TalkZone.com. Saying a lot for planet Earth. Now let's return to Pageant Talk Radio on TalkZone.com. Once again, here's your host, Valerie Hayes.
Welcome back to the show and our continuing conversation about what it takes to get top scores during the talent competition at your next pageant. Joining me now is Chastity Hardman, Miss Georgia, who won the second night of preliminary competition in the talent division. Chastity's platform is the Boys and Girls Club of America Dreaming Through Music, and her scholastic ambition is to pursue a music education degree. She did present a vocal presentation, and she hopes to serve as the chief music officer for a church in her future. Chastity, welcome to Pageant Talk Radio.
Oh, thank you for having me, Valerie.
It's great to have you here. Now, of course, you won the second night of talent competition at the national pageant, but take us back to your local or state win and tell us a little bit about how you first got involved in pageantry.
Well, I don't know what, I think most young women that I talk to about first being involved in pageants, their mom wasn't too far behind them.
Blame it on mom.
Yeah, definitely no exception to that. The way I actually became interested in pageants was that we actually came across some extra tickets to a Georgia preliminary pageant, and my mom asked me if I wanted to go one night. And I said, sure. And I just remembered being in awe at how amazingly talented all the women were. And afterwards, my mom looked at me and she said, you know you can do this, right? And I said, you know I can't do this, right? But she was encouraging me every step of the way. And here we are today. It just kind of was the bug that kept going. But as far as my local talent competition, it was very different from what I did at Miss, or had been doing in years prior in my pageant experience. I sang Listen from Dreamgirls. I don't know if you're familiar.
I love that song.
Yeah, I did too. And I sang it in the original key the year prior at Miss Georgia, and where I was second runner-up that year. And I came back and competed at Miss Capital City in 2008, and we decided, my talent coach and I, to take the key down to have a different feel and so that it would be more singable. And it worked. It was golden. I won the talent award that evening, that pageant, and went on later in June to be Miss Georgia.
And can we give a shout-out to who your vocal talent coach was?
Yes, his name is Thomas Barnett. He's in Atlanta, Georgia. He is wonderful and actually has become a very good friend, even outside of pageantry and vocal training.
Well, obviously he had a stroke of genius by adjusting the key to make it more singable for you. Do you think that sometimes contestants don't pick the right music or don't pick the right key to really show off their vocal abilities?
Oh, absolutely. I think it happens a lot, actually too many times. I think it probably is built on a misconception that there's a particular song that wins, or this idea that you have to, for instance, have a key change if you're singing in order for it to really wow the judges, when the truth of the matter is there is no cookie-cutter way or approach to winning. It really is about knowing what's best for you and choosing things that highlight your best assets. And, for instance, if I had a lower voice, then I wouldn't try to do a key change. You know, I would try something else, maybe along the cabaret line, or, you know, there are limitless possibilities. And I think the advantage, particularly with the Miss America organization, is that we are desperately trying to be more relevant to today's young women. That means we're doing different contemporary songs and things that, trying to incorporate things that really don't have that old-timey sound, you know, that is
right.
All the different key changes and all that. So there's a lot of freedom in the choice.
Well, and speaking of choices, you at the National Pageant, of course, performed Home from The Wiz, and that was your fifth choice, wasn't it?
It was. And
oh, my gosh, how did that happen?
Valerie, I was getting so stressed out. Well, the way that it happens is when you go to Miss America, there are a few things that changed, actually three for us this year, because we had 2-minute selections. Well, at Miss America, they had to be a minute and 30. That's
right.
One big cut. Then the other is that you have to have a fully, you have to do the track yourself. So you can't download it from a different site. You have to actually have musicians to put the music to it if you choose to have music. Then the other thing is that you have to go through a copyright process where you have to get signatures for the release to be sung on national television. Well, I guess as chance will have it, all four of the songs that I sent in prior, just I couldn't.
Unbelievable.
I couldn't get through, and I'm thinking, well, goodness, I'm just going to sing This Little Light of Mine with a tambourine up there.
Right, that's right. Go for it, girl.
Yeah, I know. Maybe put some little rhinestones on the tambourine. No, but, you know, it just happened that I chose the song that was the second song I sang in my pageant experience, and that was Home from The Wiz, and that stuck, so we went with it.
Well, obviously, it was a big hit. What about that song really appealed to you personally and as a vocalist?
I think for me, the main thing personally is that it had so many memories attached to it. That because it was only the second song that I learned for my pageant career, I remember my mother and I at home trying to work through that song. Because she competed in pageants when she was younger, and she would say, actually, I have a funny story that I wanted to tell you about that.
We love mom funny stories. Brace yourself, mom. Here it comes.
Okay. Yeah, here it comes. So my mom is telling me, Chastity, if you really want to win the talent competition, it's all about the costume. I'm thinking, really? I don't know anything about this. This is my second pageant. So she says, it's all about the costume. So we found a woman who made a costume that looked exactly like Dorothy's outfit.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it was Diana Ross's outfit, which it was purple, and I had silver pointed shoes and the top of them curled up, and I had my hair in this big ponytail with a huge bow, and it was such a train wreck. You know, it's kind of like what not to wear. I mean, Clinton Kelly should have used that for an example on the reality show this year.
Right.
But so, you know, those memories are attached personally to the song when I sang it. Now, vocally, as an artist, technically, my appeal to that song was the challenge of getting the message of what that song really is saying into a minute and 30 seconds. That song is about 5 minutes long in its original version.
Wow.
An orchestra, and of course it's at the climax of the movie because, you know, she's singing to Glinda the Good Witch and she's remembering all of these fond memories of back home and remembering why she wants to be there. And so I kept thinking, how can I package all of that in and bottle it up to a minute and 30 seconds? So there was a key change that is not originally in the music. There's a sustained note in there that isn't in the original music. So we played a lot with it, and so it was fun.
Well, obviously, it was hugely popular. You won the second night of preliminary competition and ultimately placed as first runner-up, which must have been a thrill. Can you compare winning the preliminary talent award with being first runner-up and tell us what your feelings were at those moments?
You know, similarly, you know, between the two, I felt a sense of accomplishment because, you know, winning Miss Georgia was something that took me 4 years to do. So I didn't start competing in pageants until my sophomore year in college. So I was a late bloomer, and it took me a lot of hard work to get there. But I had resolved in myself before I went to Miss America that I was going to work as hard as I could, but when I got on the plane, I was going to have fun. And so the fact that I was honored with the Talent Preliminary Award gave me a sense of accomplishment, and definitely winning first runner-up did. I think there was, of course, and probably expectantly so, a greater sense of anxiety, you know, when you're standing in the top five and you're not
right
where you're placed.
Oh, yeah.
So there was that. But again, I just kept going back to the whole idea that I had in my head, which was I'm going to leave everything on the stage. I'm going to give 110%, and the chips are going to fall where they may.
Well, and you didn't actually technically leave everything on the stage because you are in the process of wrapping up a new album, right?
Yes, I am.
So tell us a little bit about when that will be out and when we can, like, hear the fabulous songstress styles of Chastity Hardman again.
Okay. Well, I am actually in the studio now. getting it together. It's going to be a mini project. It's probably 3 to 5 songs because we're just going to whet the appetite of the audience and then come back later and give them the entree, if you will. But it's going to be out in June, which at the Miss Georgia pageant will be the first time that I will sell them. And I'm very excited about it because it was one of my lifelong goals, actually, is to be a recording artist. And I think, if anything, it can be a testament to young ladies who may be listening and who will listen later to let them know that, you know, your dreams do not stop and rest on the outcome of a pageant. You know, you use the opportunity to get to where you want to go. And I think that's a good thing to keep in mind, that the pageant experience is something that can help you grow as a person, but it's also something that can help serve as an excellent platform for your future success.
Well, that's obviously great advice. And for those of you who want to follow Chasity and get all the scoop about her upcoming album, her mini project, you can check out her website at www.chasityhardman.com or visit the pageant website at www.missga.org. Finals for the Miss Georgia pageant will be on June 27th. And quickly, Chasity, give us 30 seconds of advice for this year's state contestants.
Come out hard and come out strong. There's a lot of great women, a lot of competitive women, but I think the main thing really is to be confident in what you have as an individual and never second guess who you are and never bring anything back off of that stage. Leave it all up there.
I think that's great advice, and I'm sure that while you're up there on stage giving up your title, we'll all be thinking of your mom and her great costume advice.
Yes.
Hopefully we won't see any really unusual costumes at this year's Miss Georgia pageant, but we wish you all the luck, best of luck, Chasity, and we look forward to hearing about all your success. Thanks so much for being here on Pageant Talk Radio.
Thank you for having me.
Well, that's it for this week's show. Remember to keep your emails coming about the shows you love and the shows you'd like us to do. We love to hear from listeners just like you. Next week, I'll be talking with Miss America 2009, Katie Stamm, about this year's Miss America pageant and her life after winning the crown. Plus, I'll also be talking to Jose Sostre, who will be joining me to talk about the return of the Miss Puerto Rico pageant as part of the Miss America family. And if that's not enough, Julianne Wieland will also be joining me to keep us up to date with what's happening at Four Points Magazine. Remember, to get advance notice of all my guests so you don't miss an episode, just sign up for my free newsletter at www.valeriehays.com. Thanks so much for listening, everyone, and make this week a Pageant Fab Week.
Are you looking to pump up the volume and versatility of your pageant hairstyle? At pageantfaces.com, we've got all the options you need to create the look you've been dreaming of without damaging your natural hair. We offer undetectable clip-in extensions, micro-mini clamp hair extensions, collagen bond extensions, as well as fusion extensions. Why take a gamble on off-the-rack extensions when you can have custom-selected extensions that are right for you? Visit pageantfaces.com today or email us at imageconsulting@airmail.net. Let us help you find the perfect extensions for your winning look. Do you have the number one tool used by elite title holders to create a winning pageant interview? Do you want to ace any question during your pageant interview? You need to get your copy of Valerie's 501 Perfect Practice Pageant Questions today. The biggest mistake contestants make when practicing is using a limited list of practice questions. If you're practicing on your own or with the same practice partner, you're going to be practicing the same questions over and over. It's just hard to think of a wide variety of practice questions on your own. Valerie's 501 Perfect Practice Pageant Questions eliminates that problem and helps you prepare to answer any pageant interview question. Plus, the questions are specific to your competition division. 501 Perfect Practice Pageant Questions is a downloadable ebook. Just download it to your computer and start developing your interview skills today. Visit Valerie's website, www.pageantinterviewcoach.com, and click on products. With Valerie's Perfect Practice Pageant Questions, you're on your way to a winning pageant interview.
Hi, this is Valerie Hayes, and I want to let you in on a secret. I've just released an audio CD of my Mastering the Pageant Interview Teleseminar, and I'm making it available to listeners of the show. The CD includes 3 audio files plus transcripts for easy reference. You'll learn how to spot and handle trick questions, the correct length of an interview answer, 3 tips for closing an answer when you're struggling, my easy technique for answering controversial questions, plus 2 secrets for winning in the onstage interview. Just pop the audio CD in your computer and listen, or download the files to your iPod. What could be more convenient? But the best thing about my new Mastering the Pageant Interview audio CD is the low price of only $99.95. I want you to know, though, that as soon as the audio CD is posted on the website and available to the general public, the price is going to go up. So get yours today by visiting www.tinyurl.com/PAG-MTPI for Mastering the Pageant Interview, so you can be pageant fab at your next pageant.
She knows a hollow from a double up. She does snapbacks, backsides, shoots the curl. Bethany Hamilton knows everything about surfing. She just didn't know about the shark. But just months after the attack, and with only one arm, the 13-year-old surfs again. And now she's ripping it better than ever. So next time life puts a little fear in you, just think of Bethany Hamilton hanging 10 on top of a heavy wave. That's real courage. Pass it on. A message from the Foundation for a Better Life.